Well, hello, this is a whole extra bit, a different show by me, Zafman, and a sister show to the In Memory of John Peel show. On this show, we have less rock and rap and pop and just the other kinds of music. To get you in the mood, here's Salty Road Dogs Victory Anthem. The Road Dogs Victory Anthem, the title track from Alistair de Plume's new album on International Anthem. And I was amazed to find, or not amazed, but rather surprised to find that Rosie Plain is a member of de Plume's current quartet. Right now, and this show is usually an add-on to the extra bit is add-on to the weekly In Memory of John Peel show. But I wasn't only inspired by John Peel, I was also inspired by Robert Sandell and Mark Russell, who did the amazing Mixing It show on BBC, and then also by Nick Harcourt, who did a show called Sounds Eclectic, no longer on the radio, but he's still doing it in a podcast form, I believe. Now, I'm going to play all kinds of styles here that on this in this hour. First little stretch here, a couple of ambient tracks, which I just think illustrate the perfect examples of the form. These are Stenberg's Up First from her album Monument. This is Epithymia. Thank you. Solo and Data are from Melbourne, Australia, and what may make their music more interesting than the average is that they spend weeks recording almost everything in a single environment, like an underground car park or something like that, and they integrate all those micro sounds into their compositions. You can find them on the 12K label. Right, Matthew Shipp is somebody I discovered on a CD, actually, about 20 years ago, and it was thrilling at the time. I never knew who he was. It turns out he's a giant of jazz piano, and he's got a new album out called The Intrinsic Nature of Shipp. So here's the title track. That's ISO from an album called Piano Exploded by Luca Esguerra. I can't explain what's going on there, a lot's going on, but it's just a piano and a bass drum. So look him up. You can actually, if you can't understand what I'm saying, you can find the listings at inmemoryofjohnpeel.com and also on Twitter at World Cup of Music in the profile section. Now, John Swank is a northwest US person who hangs around by the seaside and records the water lapping on things and things knocking around. But none of that's any good unless you can incorporate it with some musical sensibility and a bit of instrumental achievement. And he's able to achieve that. This track is King Tide, Lumni Shore, from his album Soundings in Fathoms.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bird on a Branch of Voice featuring Solomeja Joniniede, and it's by Saronis Nakus. The album is simply called Ramblings, and it's come to me through a sort of semi-official government organisation in Lithuania called MIC Lithuania. And you can find them on Facebook as MICLIETUVA, and look them up. Find that music, it's fantastic. Right, now this is interesting. Carlos Bica is a double bass player that makes jazz, you know, typical jazz contemporary music normally, but he's put together something here with some strange artists, including the elusive DJ Ill Vibe, and he's a turntablist, and they're playing with Beethoven. That's the title of the album. This is what it sounds like when DJ Ill Vibe is at the head.
Thank you.
the double bass player, Billy Royce, R-O-I-S-Z, with some cymbals and electronics, producing a very deep and mysterious sound. That's Picnic at Sine Wave Valley off the new album Bajo, B-A-J-O. Well, thank you for listening to this whole extra bit. It's been fun. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. I put together these piles of music, and sometimes I don't get to actually play them for a while until I've got the right combinations. So it's always sometimes as fresh as for me as it is for you. We'll be back with an ordinary In Memory of John Peel show, the usual one, at the weekend. So we'll see you then. Bye for now.